Welcome back to 50 Ball. What's good, Rio?
Man, what's up with it, man? How you been?
Happy New Year, man. It's almost kind of late in there, man.
Bro. Appreciate it. Yeah, yeah. It's our first episode for this new year, so yeah, Happy New Year. You know. So, man, well, we got a few things to jump into, man. What you want to start off with?
First thing, you know, I've been watching. Shout out to Steve Harvey, man. I've been watching this judge, Steve Harvey, lately. He's not a real judge, but he was definitely judging some of the cases he was doing. And there was one case in particular that really had a topic for me. There was a boyfriend that sued his girlfriend over money, over back rent. Okay. So he believed that she owed him $3,400.
Okay.
And that was a wedge that kind of like, well, he let it be a wedge because obviously because you suing your girl, then you letting it be a wedge. You know, and I ain't talking potatoes, okay? We talking about that was a real wedge between them. So that kind of made me think about where do you draw the line between money and your relationship?
It depends. Like, I didn't see that episode. Did they have, like, a prior agreement about, you know, they're going to split the rent up or?
Yeah. Yeah, they did. So they had an agreement 75% to the 25%.
Her, she was 25, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, and that, you got to be an adult. If you agree to that, you got to pay what you owe. Yeah. It's as simple as that. Whether it's girlfriend, roommate, brother, sister, mother, it don't matter. If that was an agreement, especially specific numbers like that, like 75 to 25, and you get the lower end, like,
you see how he added it up, right? He said 34.
Hey, you ain't playing for a while then, man. So, hey, you got at that point, you just got to be an adult. You know, I mean, you agree to it. You got to be an adult and hold up your end of the bargain. And if you can't, communicate that to them. That's if you're in a relationship or not. I mean, it all depends on everybody's agreement. You know, now, if they agreed to be together and he pays everything and they were cool with that, then, you know, that's cool for them too if they agreed to that. But if they got 75-25, and those are some pretty specific terms, that's just called being an adult. They ain't called being a girlfriend, boyfriend. Yeah, you gotta pay that.
Do you feel bad if you feel like, okay, because like, I'll still get more, because if they say, if your girl was coming to you, right, and say, I can't pay you this, so obviously that's why you get back pay. But then she say, well, I'm a cook, I'm a clean, I'm gonna write you some notes and things like, and oh, she might slide you some little less, but do you consider that more than just like, okay, you behind?
Yeah, something happened, man. Like, they had to break up or something for him to be suing her. Because, yeah, if that's your girl, I mean, y'all figure that out. But that's where the communication comes. Like, if she can't pay it, and that's your girl, you know, you guys are more than roommates. And she's saying, hey, he says, I'm not working. I'm keep this house up, you know, keep the household, you know, make it a home, make it, you know, keep it clean, keep them fed. If they agree to that, that's cool. You know, it just all comes down to, you know, each person's relationship. It's not a right or wrong answer. It's all about what you guys communicate to one another and what you agree upon. But, you know, the circumstances can't change and you guys don't communicate. And then at the end of it, you're just like, man, this ain't the result that I was looking for. You $3,400 short. And she's assuming that you was cool with her not working and taking care of you. I mean, both of them are kind of wrong for that. You got to communicate that with one another. You know, there's nothing wrong with her holding down the house. And if he wants to pay everything, he's cool with doing that. But if he had an expectation for her paying and she didn't pay, I mean, that's a breakdown in communication.
I mean, obviously, he had a up to a point.
Yeah, 34. He's accounting.
You frustrated, man. That's definitely a good point. You got to be able to talk. I think there's like a breakdown somewhere where it's like, I feel like that's definitely a factor that breaks up a lot of relationships. Can be money. But it's like, because it's important. So it's not like it should be totally disregarded and money doesn't matter or something like that. Because obviously, when you living together, now you talk about other stuff besides your relationship. Now you're talking about the bills, utility, and stuff like that. Like, you know, who's watching the dog? Who's watching the cat? Because y'all got the dragons and reptiles and stuff running around the house. So, you know, so you got to, when you start talking about responsibility, that's when you got to, you know, you got to be on the same page, I think, prior to that.
I'm telling you.
You know, try to avoid, but obviously, couples out there aren't perfect, so they probably wait till they get in there, and then they have the issue.
And Man, it's so avoidable, man, because, you know, that's like the number one reason for divorce is like finances. You know, you just got to figure out, man, who's going to take care of what? Because like you said, you know, when you do move in together, it's more than just your relationship. I mean, you got to pay your bills. I mean, somebody got to pay them. Like, who? Yeah. Y'all need to figure that out. Like, I mean, y'all got to figure that out. But somebody got to pay them. So however they want to break that down, I mean, you got to figure out a way that works. But, I mean, it has to be addressed. You can't just run from it. Like, you just can't ignore an agreement that you had. Like, if she agreed to those terms, she can't say, well, I was cooking and cleaning for you, and that's why I shouldn't have to pay you. Yeah. I mean, that stuff is valuable. That's not to say it's not valuable. It is, but that wasn't their agreement, buddy. So, I mean, so, you
gotta pay. What's love got to... I mean, obviously, there's different circumstances. You know, like, what's love got to do? But it is kind of... It rings true, right? Because it's important to think about. I don't know. Maybe, you know, if you play devil's advocate, okay, yeah, you got to have some love in there, definitely. You don't want to steer too far to the money either, because then you see, obviously, like the guy in this case seemed heartless, because he's like, he's the one coming for the money. He was stoic as hell. Like, he was acting like a landlord.
He's focused on the bread.
So, when you act like a landlord in the relationship, now you just, look, y'all was in the bed last night. I ain't saying who was making all the animal noises, but I'm saying, hey, if you got the landlord kind of voice in there, now you trying to split roles between, you know, you being the boyfriend, the husband, or whatever you're trying to call each other, and now you the landlord too.
Yeah, man, it sounds like that's just a failing relationship overall too, man, because, I mean, I'm not in that situation, you know, but say, you know, I'm in his shoes, you know, you got your girl, like, she's still my girl, and she's going to do some hard times, you know, you try to figure it out, and she get on her feet, and vice versa. I mean, the man might go through something, and the lady got to hold it down financially, and, you know, until he get back on his feet. You know, so I mean, you don't try to sue your girl or your spouse or your mate.
Yeah.
So it's not like they ain't together no more. And that's just, you know, one of them things, man, where it's like, you know what? Since we ain't together, pay me back my $3,400. You know, so.
He might as well talk about divorce, because that's like, they weren't even married. That's the funny thing. But like, it's like you're already talking divorce money. You're talking about,
man,
give me back my money then, you know. And that sounds personal. I don't know. Did the idea of the food sway you? Because, look, I love to eat. So I was like, oh, yes, you cooking.
I mean, I respect it, you know? I mean, that's her angle. I mean, again, man agreement, you got to stick to it. But, I mean, again, that's not to say, it's not valued that she was keeping the house up, cooking for him, making sure he had his clothes and everything. That stuff is valuable, man. I mean, it's not to say it's not valued. But, again, it just, that wasn't the terms.
Right.
You know, it's like, if I hire you to cut my yard, you know, I didn't hire you to paint my house. Even if you did a great job, thank you. But I didn't hire you for that. I want my grass cut. Yeah, get that weed whacker. You didn't pull out no weed whacker. You just repainted my house, which is cool, but that wasn't what I brought you here for. So, I mean, if that wasn't the agreement, I mean, that stuff is valuable. It's not to say it's not. If that was their agreement from the beginning, that she will keep the house up while he keeps the house up financially, then that's cool. But if that's not, there wasn't an agreement, that just wasn't the agreement. So I'm not mad at him, but it's a bigger issue than $3,400, though.
I am, man. Look, you can't be upsetting Latina people on camera. Latina woman, she was hot.
Oh, man, she's sassy.
Oh, yeah, man. She was super stirred. They were like, this man is loco. You can't be talking to me like that. You know, man. she was getting all of, I was dying. But I'm all here for it. I'm here for it. I was getting on her side immediately, because she was
oh, she was firm. She was.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, man, I'm not going against her. You need to apologize, bro. I don't care. she seemed vicious, bro.
Hey, man, it's breakdown communication. Like, and it sounds so easy. You hear people say that all the time. And it sounds so easy, but it can be easily overlooked. It's one of those things. Like, yeah, it sounds easy to communicate and say, express stuff to one another, but it can be easily overlooked. And that's what that happens a whole lot. You know, if people assume things, or they're thinking that, you know, instead of me paying you this, I'm going to do this, or, you know, or vice versa. You know, they're thinking because they're throwing money at you, they're not giving you the love and attention you need. So, you know, I mean, it goes both ways, man. You know, communication can't be overlooked. You know, it's so simple, but it's so simple to forget too.
Oh yeah, you tell you forget. Yeah, you forget after you start playing them slow jams. Y'all start getting into things. Yeah, you forget some other stuff, but yeah, it'll come back later, though. It'll come back later. You know what I'm saying? It all comes full circle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every time you have that good time and everything, you get that. But sometimes those real issues come back later.
Yeah,
you know, and obviously you come back and you get on the show when you go on Steve Harvey's show.
Boy, Steve Harvey can do everything, man. This man is a judge now, comedian, talk show host. Man, contestant, you know, just host on a whole lot of different shows.
Family Feud in there.
Like, yeah, he got a ridiculous resume, man. Like see, he can do it all. I ain't mad at that. A judge.
Oh, I'm a fan. Can't be stopped.
Judge, man.
Judge, man. That was the best, so.
Shoot, man. Shoot, what else you got, man?
You know, I've been thinking a lot about Jake Paul, man. He seemed like, look, he act like he had a buffet the way he be talking. He be talking like, look, you know what? Because recently, like, if you guys didn't know, he went on SportsCenter and he had a little interview with Stephen A. And he was saying, you know, after I get done boxing, after I get to this record, I'm going to do MMA and I'm going to go in the NFL and maybe I can try this, maybe I can try that. And I'm like, was he at the Golden Corral? Was he at the Golden Corral?
Like, he's got his choices. Like,
like, what was he trying to get that family menu? Like, what, you know what I'm saying? Like, because he sounded like he had his plethora of choices at his, you know, disposal. So I was trying to get your thoughts on that, man. What do you think of it?
No, I ain't mad at it, you know, because it's entertainment. You know, he can get away with it. The only thing I'm not with is you're not going to get the sports credit. Like, you're not going to put on these entertainment events, but you want the sports glory. Like, they don't go hand in hand. Like, I mean, he did pretty good in boxing for an amateur. You know, but again, you're not going to get no full boxing credit. Like, you're not going to get no Floyd Mayweather or Manny Pacquiao boxing credit, you know, because your fight, even though he's not an experienced fighter compared to professionals, he's a more experienced boxer than the people he's fighting, let alone on top of being bigger than them.
Yeah.
So not only do I have more experience in this sport, but I'm also bigger than you. I mean, it's weight classes for a reason, for professionals. Now you're taking advantage of people who don't have the training you have, and you're bigger than them. I can't give you no credit for that. I mean, good job.
I ain't saying no bueno.
This is like, man, good job. Not gassing. I mean, he gets gassed out too. So it's just, you know. So I mean, I'm not mad at him for dreaming big, you know. But you're not getting the sports glory. Like, no, man, you're not getting that Muhammad Ali glory, man. You know, he talks about what fighters did in their first few fights. You still got to remember, you know, they're still fighting people that had amateur records, though. Mm-hmm. You know, you're looking at, oh, what's the name for the guy that was 2-9 or whatever? But he still had an amateur background.
Yep.
You know, it wasn't some dude off a basketball court.
For real. For real. You're so proud because you knock out Nate Robinson. Good for you, man.
You know, so, I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, what you think about the whole thing, though, man? Just like, how do you think what he's doing should be viewed? You know, like, what do you classify that as?
He's more like a celebrity boxer. I don't take him serious. Because, you know what? I guess not just me. I don't think he takes himself serious as a boxer. Because if he did, then he wouldn't have chosen the opponents that he is.
Mm-hmm.
And choosing opponents that are not in his class, not even... that don't have any skills in boxing in particular. He picks MMA fighting, and now he wants to go from fighting other people that don't box. So now he wants to, you know, join the NFL. Which I'm just hilarious to see what position he's gonna be. I'm just trying to see what he's really gonna try to be.
I mean, if he goes to the NFL, what's he going to do? Is he going to try to run routes on Steph Curry? Like a basketball player from a different sport?
I'm telling you,
that's what he's
man.
Doing in boxing. I'm you know, like, you. Man, I mean, I bet you. I'm not saying he can't do it, but you're not going to get the glory if you don't do it right.
You know what I mean? And I have no respect for that whatsoever. Like, so, you know, I do, like, respect the fact that he's a hustler. He's his money, whatever money that may be. Some of these fights, I don't know if he got as much as he thinks he got. But he's getting whatever money that he classifies as money, okay? You can get your money however you get it.
Yeah, man. It's like he's looking for that Rocky moment, man. And I'm like, you're not going to get no Rocky moment. Like, yeah, you could say guys like Tyron and Ben Askren, they have longer combat careers. But again, man, I mean... those skills don't translate to different sports all the time. Like, me catching a football on Steph Curry or you know, outrunning, you know, Shaq or somebody, you know, say a retired basketball player like Vince Carter. That'd be like me getting Vince Carter and I'm beating him on some football routes.
Okay.
Yeah, a 40-year-old retired basketball player, but yeah. I'm running some routes on him, and I want to boast about that. I'm like, you know, call me Randy Moss. It ain't the same thing. It's not the same.
It's a big name. I was like, but there you go.
Not the same. Like I said, it's entertaining, though. That's what you said. It's entertainment. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I give him props for that. There's no hate there. I mean, you're getting your money from entertaining. So good job. But again, you don't get that sports glory. You're not no boxer. You're not going to get the boxing credit. Because real boxers fight guys that are their size.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, you want to talk about experience level, but not one person is his size.
Fight someone his size. Stop being a bully. He's being a bully out there.
Yeah.
He keep calling out smaller people like, come on, small people. Come on, who's next?
Exactly.
Who's next? The guy that's bigger than you. That's who should be next, man. Somebody bigger than you. Because like, I didn't even realize he was heavyweight size at first. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, 190, yeah. Oh, he's cutting weight to get there. So, oh, I mean, he's a big boy, man.
This dude's wild. He's wild,
he's a big
man.
Boy, man.
He is wild, man. Yeah, so I thought of that, man. I just, like, I couldn't believe, like, yeah. And, like, I don't even know if he'll follow through with all this. I feel like this is all just to get views, to get people Google, you know, just to look him up and things. And maybe that is kind of tactical thing, right? Because that, you know, like you're putting your crazy thoughts out, like LaVar Ball. You know, he was saying crazy stuff to get his product out there. His, you know, $500 shoes he was selling, and T-shirts. That was, I don't know how much T-shirt was either, but yeah, it was like to that same degree, you know. But you know,
I mean,
it's crazy.
I mean, like at the end of the day, man, it's levels to it, man. It's almost like you hear this all the time in comedy, like Instagram comedians. Facebook comedians, like guys that they do these skits on like Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok.
Oh yeah.
And it's funny, but it's a different type of funny, like comparing it to like Delirious, an Eddie Murphy special, you know, a Raw, or a Kevin Hart special, a Dave Chappelle special. Like, it's not to say that the Instagram comedians aren't funny. It's just, it's two different fields, man. Like,
oh,
it's,
yeah,
they're entertaining. Like, I laugh at the stuff all the time. But you just can't compare the Instagram stuff to the Eddie Murphy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And the Dave Chappelle stuff. Like, that stuff don't always translate. Like, some of those guys, they get in movies and it don't work. And some do. But, you know, the point in that is just saying that it's just two different trades. You know, the trades are different. So, you know, you can't take a guy out of his trade and show him up and think you're doing something.
But you're not. You're not, you know. It's like, let's try and challenge Shaq to free throws. You know, shout out. I'm a huge fan of Shaq. Don't get me wrong, too. Huge fans, but it's like, if like, you know, I feel like I could beat him in shooting free throws, right?
Right.
But like, if you do, is anybody that impressed?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, oh, good for you, man. You beat Shaquille. Good job. Like,
and that's a perfect analogy, you know, because yeah, shooting free throws is a basketball thing, and you being Shaq, you can say, oh, I beat a professional player, but it's still not really in his realm. Like, play Shaq in a full game. You know, like a real game, you know, or play Dwight Howard or somebody in a real basketball game, whether you're in the post, they can call fouls, they're within their element. Like, it's a whole different animal. Then you ain't gonna beat them.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, you get out the way. Yeah. I want no part of that.
Man. Yeah, man. So that's the only thing with them. You know, it's entertainment. You know, ain't no hate. You know, people, you disagree with people, they want to call it hate. Like, no, it's the truth. Yeah, I mean, you can call it entertainment. That's what it is. But again, you're not getting that Rocky moment. You ain't doing Rocky things.
For real.
Yeah, it's as simple as that.
I'm a huge hater. I definitely hope he gets knocked out. 100%. I'm a huge hater. I hope somebody else not. Just, I mean, like, and I mean by that, I mean, but like, someone that's like an actual boxer. Because I know, like, he's going to keep fighting people that barely. I think he almost fought Tyron, right? Or not Tyron, but. Was it Woodley or?
No, he fought. That's the same person. Tyron Woodley, same person. He's going to fight one boxer, which was
Tyson.
Tyson Fury,
Tyson,
his little brother.
My bad.
You know, he's going to fight somebody. And again, Tyson. You know, I was going to give him some props for that one, but the fight didn't happen. And even then, Tyson is still smaller than Jake.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, it's still smaller than him. You know, like, he has more experience, but you just can't say you want respect in the sport where you're not participating in the sport. Like, if you're a real boxer, you're fighting people in your weight class.
Exactly.
That's the thing. They actually box, too. It ain't no mix and match of, like, oh, he boxed in a different sport. Or, you know, he's my size, but he never fought before in his life. Like, no, it has to if you're gonna be a boxer, you want boxing glory, man. You gotta do boxing things from head to toe.
Exactly. Exactly, man. Please don't be a Jake Paul. If you wanna get a t-shirt, don't be a Jake. Yeah, you better tell your kids don't be a Jake Paul. They'll have no idea what you mean, but they will one day. That's what it said. Hashtag don't be a Jake Paul. That's all I'm saying.
It's tough, man. So, man, who else, man, we had on the list to knock down?
See, the last thing I want to talk about, man, Kobe's, you know, shout out, you know, this is the anniversary of his passing. You know, I think it was the other day.
Yeah, a couple days ago.
Rest in peace of Kobe and Gigi, you know, so rest in peace with them, like I said. And also, so this was also connected to Stephen A.
Yeah.
Recently, he gave like a shout out to him as well on First Take, and he had his jacket, you know, his Kobe jacket on, and you know, he gave his top five moments, his top five Kobe moments. But what really caught our eye was what the reaction was when he gave some criticism toward people like Kyrie and how they operate as professionals compared to how Kobe did when he was alive.
Yeah.
And some fans didn't like that. You know, they thought that was wrong to use Kobe's legacy and kind of use that to throw current players underneath the bus.
Yeah.
So I definitely thought about that and kind of took me a minute to kind of meditate. Because first I wanted to make sure to give my flowers to Kobe on that day kind of thing. And I'll worry about the comments later. But yeah, man, I just wanted your take on what did you think on what Stephen A. said and how he handled that. You know, was he wrong for that? Or you think it's fair?
I mean, to start off, yeah, he I appreciate him, you know, highlight his top five favorite Kobe moments. Like, that was cool to see. And he made some great points. Like, Kobe always played, like, when Kobe was playing basketball, you knew that was his number one priority. Like, if you had a ticket to a Laker game and Kobe was healthy, you knew you was going to see Kobe play. And so I definitely respect that. And it's like, in highlighting that about Kobe, that he always played and put basketball first, like you said, he was always, he highlighted how other players like Ben Simmons and Kyrie aren't playing, even though they're healthy. Like, you know, Ben Simmons ain't playing because he doesn't like the team chemistry pretty much right now.
Yeah.
So he's not playing, even though he's fully healthy. So, I mean, I can respect what he was saying. But yeah, I'm kind of with you, man. I'm big on this. You know, if you're giving somebody their flowers, this is your moment.
Right.
Like, I don't want to use me giving you your flowers as an opportunity to take shots at somebody else. Like, I can see why people will be irritated about that, because it's not about Kyrie. It ain't about Ben Simmons or anybody else.
Yo, it's fair.
Yeah,
it's fair what he's saying.
It's fair, exactly. Like you said, like, it's fair.
He's not lying.
And that's the thing. That's the funny thing. Like, you can be right at the wrong time, you know. It wasn't the time for it. That was the thing. It wasn't like he said something wrong. Like, you know, Kobe wouldn't pull Ben Simmons to where, I mean, hell, he had dysfunctions about the team.
Right.
Like, even if you don't watch basketball, you know about the Kobe and Shaq feud with the Lakers.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of like an American pop culture thing. Like, you don't have to be the biggest basketball fan to know about that. But guess what? Kobe played. He played through all that. Even if he had his teammates, you know, and I don't think he even hated them. They just had disagreements. So I can respect what he was saying.
Yeah.
But when you're giving a man his flowers, or you're trying to heap praise on somebody, you know, I'm big on doing that without having to tear somebody else down. Like, I didn't think that was the time for it. Even though he wasn't wrong, you know, I don't think it was time for it. So, I mean, how did you see that?
I kind of thought about, like, you know, I kind of imagine, like, if you're at a funeral and you're trying to give a speech about, oh, you know, this person was this person that. You know what? But he was never like Steven. He was never like Steven, though. The way Steven did this, Steven did that. And be like, and some people could bob their head. I'm like, yeah, that's true.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't tell no lie. But sometimes it takes away from maybe the moment people are trying to have.
Yeah.
The people are trying to just think about Kobe and things that he did. And you can give all the things that Kobe did in the past. You know, like, you could say, you know, he was the hardest worker. Like, I love Kobe because he was the hardest worker in the room. You know what I'm saying? And he didn't let nothing stop him.
Yep.
Nothing stop him. He was focused. He was focused.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a different way of saying it than, well, you know, these guys today weren't like him.
Right.
We know that. 100%. Yeah. 100%. I totally agree, man. He definitely was not like these guys. He showed up. He did show up.
All the time.
And so he is kind of like, I'm kind of like in the middle of like, I get what he's saying because he's trying to get his point across about how these players are today.
Yeah.
But also, you know, he's trying to put light on. I can, because like, I saw it also as like, he's trying to give Kobe props. I'm like, well, he showed up. You know, he didn't let any kind of agenda keep him from playing.
Right, yeah.
He didn't let nothing like, you know, resting and things like that. Like, he was always focused on one thing. I mean, it was also like a, you know, things were a little different when Kobe played, too. Things were a little different. Way things are now. Things are structured much, much differently.
Right.
So it's a little bit unfair. A little bit, you know.
But. Yeah.
A little bit.
And I mean, yeah, you even, and like I said, I agree with you, man. He was right. I mean, in what he said. I just think, man, he should, that was a segment for a different day. Like, on a day where you want to honor somebody,
right.
You know, especially with death and stuff like that,
right.
You just want to solely keep it about that person.
Right.
You know, but I mean, he was right. Like, he wanted to talk about that, like, later in the week and say, hey, Kobe, you know, like, talk about how Kobe gave so much to the game with his presence. Like, he was always there when he could be, even when he shouldn't have been. When he was hurt playing with dislocated fingers, he still was playing.
Yeah.
And I agree with that 100%. And that is one of the things I miss about watching Kobe. You know, like, you knew he was going to play through it. And I agree. Like, a guy like Ben Simmons should be playing. Like, you cashing those checks. Yeah. So you need to be playing. You know, I mean, you can't be mad at your teammates to where you want to take the money but not help them out. Like, I agree wholeheartedly with that. You know, Ben Simmons needs to be playing.
For real.
Like, he needs to be, like, you're healthy.
Yeah.
And it's not like, man, he needs to take ownership, too, in his situation, because it's not like people are blaming losses on you. It's like, they're paying you the most money to be the best player, and you're turning down shots. You know, you're playing timid. Like, nobody's getting mad at you for missing shots.
No, I am.
He didn't even take them. That's the thing. It's not that he missed it. He didn't take the shots. He had an open layup and passed it.
It's a double negative. He missed it. Well,
and you still get criticism for missing the shot, but he didn't even take them, which is even worse to me. Like, you didn't even take the shot. So you can't be mad at them for, you know, being mad at you for not taking shots. Like, and basketball gets no better than an open layup. And you turned that down.
For real.
So, I mean, I'm with Stephen A on that, man. You can't be mad at criticism to not want to play when you're fully healthy because of that criticism. But that was just for a different day.
He gets on a tangent on different things when he should just kind of stay online.
Yeah.
With, I mean, you know, with that day, too, it's such a sensitive day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when you're going to put that all on your, I mean, he had the Kobe jacket on, so he was definitely, you know, suited for the moment kind of thing. So yeah, I definitely agree with you. Kind of like, that's how I described it, definitely. Like, you know, like, it's that, like, that speech at a funeral that went a little south than what you thought.
Yeah.
You know, when you know, like, at the end, when they give everybody like a few minutes to say something about the person, and it's usually like at the very, very end, where some random people jump up and they say something. And sometimes people say something really sad or something really funny, but some people say something that's really awkward.
That's true.
Really awkward. Like, I remember going to one, and this woman was given a story that made it seem like she spent a little too much time with the person that died as a child. Okay. And the man was of age. So when they talk about that, I was like, it's a little awkward. It's a little awkward. I'm like, how much time did you spend with a kid? You know what I'm saying? And it's like, that's why I think of it as like, that's your moment though. That's your platform where you can say something profound. And there's times where it can go a little left based on what you say sometimes.
Right.
But for you, you think you're just saying what's on your heart.
Yeah.
So maybe Stephen A is thinking, like, he's thinking he's saying what's on his heart. Just like the woman probably thought that she's thinking she's saying what's on his heart. You know, she really cared for the guy, even though it could have been misguided and probably inappropriate, whatever y'all was doing. You know what I'm saying? But, so I'm just saying that to say, you know, I think it was well intended.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah.
But maybe it was a little misguided.
Yeah, it's kind of poorly executed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, that's tough, man. Like, even though, you know, like I said, we don't agree with a guy like Ben Simmons not playing, you know, emotions are high in days like that when, you know, you're celebrating somebody on the day they pass away. So, like, to try to steer those emotions towards one person,
yeah,
like, I ain't gonna say he deserved that now. Like, that's a lot. Like, you know, you're gonna stir those emotions towards him on that day, like, man, he don't deserve that. Like, I don't agree 100% with anything he's doing, but, I mean, that's a lot, man. That's pretty heavy. So, yeah, I just say keep it about the person you highlight, man. Like, you can give somebody their flowers without, you know, piggybacking off of somebody else's shortcomings, you know, which I get it, you know, I mean, I get, like you said, it was well intended, and I agree with him with what he said, right. Just, you don't want to hear it there. It's almost like you said the funerals when people pass, and then somebody get up there speaking, and it was like, oh, y'all didn't really mess with him when he's alive anyway, like, they start flipping out, like, and like, didn't you owe him $50, like, how, man, you at his funeral, like, that's just not the time for it.
Aren't a person awkward, like, in the back, making a face, like,
oh yeah.
I don't know if I should have came. Like, honestly, you know, sometimes, like,
I shouldn't have came to this funeral.
You know, when you went to the ones like you didn't have to go, but you just went to be supportive.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But then you find out more than what you meant to find. You meant
to. I should have stayed at the house to play Call of Duty. Man, I knew I should have stayed home.
I wanted to call up somebody because they have to. I was like, you know, there's some people that should be, and you know. You can tell when you optional and when you are required, okay? And when you are optional, you walking into something you didn't really intend to be walking into. And I think he's that uncle, I'm saying. Stephen A. is that uncle probably that just says something a little bit left.
Yeah, he went left. So, man, I don't know. It's long story short, man. You know, it's just time and place for everything, you know, like most things. Again, he could have said what he said just on a different day. So,
absolutely.
So, man, I don't know, man. What's your final thoughts on everything, though?
You know, final thoughts, man. I mean, like, look, relationships are everything. I think with how you want to convey your message to somebody, you know, people can tell what's on your heart, man, when you tell them, right? Like, whether it's, you know, on purpose or not, right?
Right.
So you keep bringing up money. Obviously, you care about money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's true.
Obviously, if you love Kobe, but you got a problem with Kyrie, you obviously saying that you got a problem with Kyrie. You obviously saying. And you still do. But you're trying to still give love to Kobe, but it's also in begrudge to you. So I think when you have these kind of relationships, it can pour out really who you are. Yeah. When you're trying to express something, you know what I'm saying? Whether it could hurt the person's feelings or not, but it's true. So what Stephen A. said was true.
Yeah.
Bad timing, but true. You know, it's like with money relationships. Was he right about the money back pay? Probably, you know, but it was also true that he didn't really care for it either, obviously.
Off from the look of it, he just...
I mean, because obviously he took the money. He took the money. And he was like, where's my rent? He didn't care nothing about it. Well, I cook. I clean. Lemon. I clean windows. You know what I'm saying? But he's over here like... He's like, where's my money, though? And like...
You know, giving that roommate treatment. Like, where's my money? He's like, I didn't ask for none of that.
Where's my money? What's that girl from Friday? She had a little mustache on her and she was...
Oh, Miss Pearly? Oh,
yeah, Miss Pearly.
Oh, he's Miss Pearly.
Like, she's Miss Pearly. He's like, I'm going to get my money today or somebody's getting their salad tossed tonight. I don't know. I don't think he made that offer in that courtroom. But...
Man.
But yeah, man, that's my final thoughts, man, on that, though. It's just relationships are important. That's what I'm saying, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. Hey,
important.
Having that effective communication, too, man. You know, I mean, it's not always about saying, you know, it's not always about, you know, what you're saying being right. You know, timing has a lot to do with it. You know, your timing and the way you convey the message. So, you know, but how people receive the message. You know, if you're trying to send a message out there to people and you want them to get it, you got to say it in a way they understand. So, that's my thoughts on it, man. So, man, some good stuff, man. We got some more stuff coming for y'all later.
Oh, yeah. We got more to come, man. I mean, it's almost February, so we got a lot of Black history.
Yep.
Things coming on, and we definitely got more hot topics every day coming.
Yep, man. So, check us out, man. We on, what, Facebook, man, YouTube. Man, what's the app? I forgot the app. Anchor, you know, check us out on Anchor, you know, Spotify, all your podcast apps. You know, we on there.
Yep. Follow us on Instagram.
Yep. On Instagram. Yep.
Instagram, yeah, man. We going everywhere. So, yeah, so be on the lookout for some new content. Thank you guys for keep following us. Stay tuned.
All right, man. Later.
All right. Peace. All right, guys, thank you for subscribing to 50 Ball, and thank you for listening to us. Please find us on Facebook and like our page, and use any podcast app and look us up, and stay tuned for more content.
Yep, check us out. Thank you for listening, and you'll get more content from us soon.
Peace.